Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can find the work that Tom Asacker has given us over the years as a great member of our Brain Trust for more than 10 years, the things he's written, the things that he said that he's allowed us to put on our website, to publish there. Check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the other 2,000 Brain Trust members that we have acquired over the last almost 14 years. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter while you're there, and don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Tom, thanks for hanging out with us. Tom's new book is called Opportunity Screams, and we're talking about making sure that when you go to market, that you're going to market with the products and the service and the strategy that will help you succeed. And Tom, since we can't be successful if we're our only customer, if we have to buy our own stuff, we can't be successful. We can only be successful if other people are willing to lay their money down for our stuff. And as you indicated in the previous segment, as we all know, there are plenty of distractions for customers to have before they get to the point where they can lay down their money for our stuff. So we kind of have to have a little bit of a view, a little bit of an understanding about what motivates people, what motivates customers to lay their money down for our stuff. And that takes a little bit of thought, doesn't it? It takes a little bit of understanding. We even have to understand a little bit about how humanity works, right? How human beings work, right, Tom?
Yeah, well, Jim, part of the problem, I mean, once you, even if you hone in on the value, if you don't know how to communicate that value to their hungers, again, they won't see you. They'll tune you out. This is the thing that I think that has people confused about how human beings operate. We have this metaphor for the human brain, and we think the human brain is like a computer. And it's an inappropriate metaphor because the brain is nothing like a computer. We human beings are not thinking machines who feel. We're feeling machines. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll think every once in a while. But until we understand that consciousness is a radar, and we're scanning the environment, and what we notice is restricted to what we think is important, mm-hmm. what we value. Everything else gets screened out.
Right.
But see, people get this wrong. People think, and we actually have it in the marketing world, we have an acronym that's completely wrong. It's called AIDA, right? Attention, Interest, Desire, Action. So what do we think? We think we gain people's attention, then we get them interested in us by giving them all kinds of arguments and words and pictures, then they'll develop a desire for what we have, and then they'll take action and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That is completely wrong.
Well, it's certainly old-fashioned. It's certainly archaic, isn't it? If it ever was valid, it's not valid today, is it?
No, because there's too much stuff out there. So now what happens is, once you get our attention, our consciousness needs to desire that immediately. That's what the radar is doing for us. It's looking around saying, what's that? That doesn't look important. So you can write anything you want, but if we screen it out and don't read it, it's never going to move us to action. You have to be focused on desire. And it's not always about solving problems. That's another thing that people say. Well, I know. I'm in business to solve problems. I say, really? What problems were people having with their phones before the iPhone came out?
Mm-hmm.
I was making telephone calls. I don't know about you. Right? I mean, mm-hmm. What problems were we having before Five Guys Burgers and Fries came out? What problems were we having with our hamburgers? What problems were we having with our shoes before Zappos came out to sell shoes? So it's about feeding these hungers, finding these desires that people don't even know about themselves, so that when you do put it in front of them, they say, wow, That's look at that. I wish I had that.
You have to be careful though, because sometimes we get presumptuous with those great ideas. We think because we love it so much, everybody will love it. What you're talking about now has to be tested. It has to be tried on a small scale before you launch it on a big scale, before you go for broke, right?
Well, listen, you have to have some kind of evidence that there's a hunger out there. I mean, that's what I ask people all the time when they say, oh, look, everybody wants this. I say, really? Tell me why they want it. I remember years ago I had somebody call me who was a nurse in a surgical unit, and she says, my husband has invented this surgical blade that's diamond. It's a diamond blade so that when you're working on somebody that has coronary artery disease, all it takes is one slice. She says, I watch the doctors, and they use these crummy blades, and they have to cut 3 and 4 times
mm-hmm.
into these hardened arteries. And I said, oh, okay. I said, and how much is this blade? Oh, it doesn't matter because it lasts forever. I said, mm-hmm. really? Okay, it doesn't matter. I went and talked to one of the doctors and said, okay, look, you want this, right? He says, yeah. I said, good, let's place the order today. I'm going to give you 50% off on this thing. He said, look, I can't buy this. I said, why not? He said, because if I drop it in the room and that diamond blade breaks, I'm out, you know, whatever, $500.
Right.
See? So yeah. That, she didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm. That she didn't do her research. AClearEye.com is Tom's website. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today. Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the news. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.